Our special guest in the trenches with Dave Lappin, brought to you by First Star Logistics, is none other than Bengals rookie left guard, Cordell Volson. I remember my first NFL start. I remember my first NFL start in the preseason, in the regular season, in the postseason. It's something that is just going to be ingrained in your mind the rest of your life. Big, big day for Cordell Volson. Super mature. I think he's going to handle it extremely well. He's playing at a nice level right now, and that level is going to climb and climb and climb. His consistency for being a rookie offensive lineman in the National Football League has been very, very impressive. I think Frank Pollock has confidence in him. I think his teammates have confidence in him. And most importantly, he has confidence in himself. Cordell Volson talks about that and so much more as he gets ready. The Pittsburgh Steelers. I think you're going to like it. I want to thank you for joining us again in the trenches with Dave Lappin, brought to you by First Star Logistics. We have a very, very special guest today. Offensive lineman extraordinaire for the Cincinnati Bengals. Rookie guard Cordell Volson will be making his NFL debut at the left guard position against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Man, welcome to the NFL, the Pittsburgh Steelers, you know, a big division rival. The game has so much importance. It's the opener. It's the home opener. It's a division game. When you talk about tiebreakers, you know, at the end of the season, there's a lot on the line. But, I mean, all you're doing is focusing on one football game. And first and foremost, congratulations on earning that starting left guard job, Cordell. Hell of a job, sir.
Thank you, Dave. Thanks for having me on.
So what was the battle like? I mean, what was your mindset as you went into training camp? Did you have a goal? Do you have a target on that left guard position and just kept grinding every day? What was your mentality on all that?
Yeah, my goal coming into camp was just to find a way every day to get better, control what I can control. And just show up and take the coaching and improve on the things that I can improve on every single day and take advantage of every opportunity that I got.
And you certainly did that. I mean, I thought every single game you ramped it up, you know, even a little bit more. And I'm sure you approached it every single practice. I mean, is that what Frank was basically talking about as well? Just show me something every single day and things will work out.
Yeah, Coach always just talks about, being consistent and getting better and taking the coaching, you know, from the room to the field and being a pro.
You're a part of a revamp of the offensive line, no question about it. 80% of the offensive line, 4 out of 5, are different players than competed in Super Bowl 56, which is quite remarkable, really. What's that feel like, you know, just – getting in sync with other guys on the offensive line? You're going to have different players, obviously, on either side of you than you've experienced at this point in time. How difficult or how smooth an adjustment was that, or has it been?
Yeah, it's been, I think it's been a really smooth transition. We have a lot of really good veterans on our team and in our O-line room and a lot of just really good people, showing up every day. It's easy when you're going to work with guys that you respect and you enjoy being around.
So Ted Karras is voted as a captain, one of the 7 captains. You have an offensive lineman that's representing the troops there. Of course, you have your quarterback Joe Burrow and your running back Joe Mixon. But the fact that a guy like Ted, who's one of the captains of the football team and has been around the NFL for a while and has won 2 Super Bowls in his time with the New England Patriots, what kind of a sense of security does that give you, you know, knowing that you're going to be getting calls from a guy that knows what he's looking at, I guess?
Yeah, Ted's great. He's a great football player and he's a great person. And that's the reason why he was voted a team captain. He's always helping everyone out in whatever way that he can. He's been really crucial in my development. I'm really thankful for him and I'm looking forward to playing next to him. That's for sure.
Had a center next to me in my first NFL start by the name of Bob Johnson. He was the original Bengal. He was the first draft pick the Bengals ever had in franchise history. All-American center out of Tennessee. Very, very intelligent. You know, he's gone on and after football into the business world and has been hugely successful buying and selling companies. He's one of those kind of guys that just has an unbelievable mind for a lot of things, not just the game of football. But I distinctly remember that, all right, well, I do know that if I get in any kind of a pinch, you know, in terms of any kind of uncertainty, I'm going to eliminate hesitation. I'm going to be like, Bob, what do you see? I mean, do you feel like that line of communication with Ted will be wide open?
Definitely. Definitely. You know, he is just a really great dude. You know, all he cares about is winning and, you know, whatever he can do to make sure that we're all on the same page. And, you know, he's kind of the leader and the general of the O line, you know, being the center and you know, whatever he says goes. And if it's, you know, if we're all on the same page and it's wrong, it's right, you know, cause we're all on the same page. So having a guy like him next to me is great. And you know, having a guy like Jonah Williams, who's played a ton of football in this system and is a really good football player as well, you know, between two great guys, you know, that'll make the transition that much more smooth.
I admire how you've handled life as a rookie. I remember Paul Brown was my first head coach in the National Football League. And I remember he got up in one of our first days at training camp addressing the team. And he goes, and you young rookies and guys trying to make our football team for the first time, I want you to be seen and not heard. And you've done an unbelievable job of that. You've let your play speak. You're not talking, mouthing, whatever to people. You're just going out there being a pro's pro. Let your play speak for what you are about and who you are. I admire that. And is that just part of your makeup? Is that just the way you were raised?
Yeah, I think that's, you know, that's just part of the way that I was brought up. You know, everyone can talk and, you know, do all that other stuff, you know, but the real talking happens between the lines, you know. You always got to be able to back up what you're about, you know, so you know, being like a mushroom, just working hard and, you know, growing in the dark.
Just trying to absorb everything, huh? Just keep feeding that mushroom, man. Yeah, it's interesting. Your first snap as an NFL player in a preseason game is one milestone. And I can remember vividly, like it was yesterday, going back to my rookie year. And I remember the preseason game. I thought, boy, that's a pretty good tempo. Then the regular season was even another tempo. And then my first playoff game was even another tempo from that, you know. So it kind of ratchets up. And I know you've experienced that. I mean, you guys won four national championships. You know what the level of play is like when you get to those levels. So I'm sure you're going to be ready for that. But when you first, you know, got your pads anchored and you got into that preseason game, was it like, you know, yeah, this is football, man, I'm good? Did you feel like, yeah, I can adjust to this? This isn't overwhelming. What was your mindset like?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're exactly right. You know, you get out there and you know, at the end of the day, it's just football. Just adjusting and making the adjustments while you're out there. But, you know, the way we practice and practicing against a really good defense in our defense definitely helps prepare us and help prepare me for that opportunity.
Yeah, that old saying, iron sharpens iron. I mean, working against the DJ Readers and other interior defensive linemen of the world that the Bengals put opposite you, that's got to help you, right? I mean, it's got to help you build confidence too.
Yeah, playing against great players like DJ and BJ and you know, Trey and Sam, you know, being lined up against guys like that has definitely benefited me, you know, and has made me a better player.
So at what point in the preseason did you feel like, okay, this is what I have to work on, this is what I have to sharpen, this is what I have to fine tune? Was it immediate? And what were those kind of things? Was it just simply, you know, finishing maybe a little bit better or taking better steps? I'm sure you didn't have brain cramps or, you know, you weren't locked up mentally in terms of your assignment. Was it just fine tuning some of the techniques and physical aspects of the game?
Yeah, I think, you know, since day one, it's always been about improving and you know, perfecting your craft and you know, owning the technique and you know, obviously, Coach Pollock teaches things different than I was taught in college. And so just adjusting to those, you know, new techniques and you know, continuing to sharpen the sword on that stuff and you know, just really buying into what he's teaching.
What is it that you feel like you've improved the most? I mean, where do you think you might have made your biggest gains from the very, very beginning, the infancy of training camp to as you prepare for your NFL opener now, 3 preseason games under your belt?
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. I think there's always things that we need to improve on, but I think that I'm feeling a lot more comfortable with the technique that you know, we're teaching. You know, I don't have to think about, you know, what type of footwork to use here. You know, it's just becoming a lot more natural and it's making me and allowing me to play a lot faster.
You know, it's funny. It brings back a memory to me, and we might have even talked about it before. I remember my rookie year, you know, I was learning new footwork. Like, we ran an unbalanced line in college. We didn't even pass protect. You know, we just, everything was play action off the run game with the unbalanced line. And I get to the NFL, and it's like all this intricate footwork, pass sets, you know, and I'm like, yeesh. And I get in the game, and all of a sudden, you know, you're in that heated contest, and I didn't even realize I was going back to footwork I was doing in college, you know. And the coach, after the game, when we're looking over the tape the next day, Bill Tiger Johnson goes, "What the hell were you doing out there?" I said, "What do you mean, coach? I thought it went okay." He goes, "Well, you blocked people, but everything I was teaching you, it just went by the boards." He said, "I guess you went back to what you did in college, right? You're in a heated contest. It's a conflict, and your mind kind of goes back." And I'm like, "What are you talking about?" And he starts to show me end zone tape, and I was doing things with my feet I didn't even realize I was doing. You know, it's like it's almost like a natural tendency to go back to something you're more comfortable with. Did you experience any of that, or did you get over that aspect of it pretty quickly and really, really focus on trying to get that footwork right?
Yeah, I think at times, you know, you maybe fall back on what you're more used to, but right. I think that's a huge part of, you know, being a pro is being able to carry over the stuff that you're being taught and, you know, in the pressure situations, being able to execute those things.
So the Pittsburgh Steelers, you know, as we're talking, you haven't even had a game plan introduced yet. That's going to happen tomorrow. But you've probably worked on a few things. So even during the course of training camp, probably taken a little bit of a look at what the Pittsburgh Steelers might do defensively in terms of, you know, schematics and the way they configure themselves, line up and all that sort of thing. Again, just scratching the surface. I don't know, maybe first, second down stuff, whatever the case may be. But you've looked at tape, I'm sure, some Pittsburgh Steelers tape. When you flash on Pittsburgh Steelers tape, what jumps out at you off of that screen?
Yeah, I think they're a big physical unit up front. You know, obviously, looking forward to that challenge. You know, they are like I said, a big physical unit, and you know, that's the type of game that I like to play. So definitely looking forward to this matchup.
Cam Hayward is amongst the best in the National Football League as an interior defensive lineman. I'm sure you'll get him some. I mean, I'm sure you're going to – it's not going to just be one guy that you're going to work against with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Depending on strength, the formation, and everything else, they go – at least they have in the past. They have a new defensive coordinator, so all things might be different. But one technique, three technique kind of thing, and you'll have Cam some. Sometimes you won't. Sometimes you might be working against the one technique with the center, or working against the three technique with the tackle when you're working on some things. But pass protection, you'll – probably, you know, get a look at both. Cam Hayward, have you studied him much? Do you know much about him as a football player?
Yeah, I've been studying him. You know, I've been watching him with coach myself and some of the vets. And he's a good football player. You know, he's been in this league for a long time. So he's got a lot of tricks up his sleeve.
He does. He has a lot of abilities. There's no question about it. you know, when you look at it, TJ Watt, at least again, now this is before the new defensive coordinator. This is before Terrell Austin, but when they've run like a 3-3 stack kind of look, you know, kind of like a college defense that you might have seen a 3-3 stack. And then TJ Watt has been that gap guy that, you know, they'll move around and he'll hit gaps all up and down the line of scrimmage. It's like a 3-3 gap defense type look. It's a 3-3 with a 4-3 personnel kind of thing. So recognition and communication is huge, isn't it? Because, I mean, I've seen he had over 20 sacks last year, and he's great. I mean, he'll earn his sacks. But I've seen sacks where he's a free runner. You know, it's like nobody touched him. It's like, how the heck can you not put somebody on TJ Watt? Well, there was a miscommunication, a misidentification, or a miscommunication, or both, and he's a free runner to the quarterback. So really getting all that fine-tuned, you know, seeing it through the same eyes with everybody and communicating it up and down the line of scrimmage is going to be huge, isn't it?
Yeah, communication is always huge. It's always, you know, what starts the play. So just all of us being on the same page and executing at a high level.
So when you think about offensive success against the Pittsburgh Steelers, I know you're a guy that takes great pride in running the football. Pittsburgh last year had their struggle stopping the run. They were dead last in the NFL, allowing 146 yards a game on the ground, and they allowed 5 yards per carry, which is the worst they've had in franchise history since they kept keeping stats on that type of thing. But yet they had 55 sacks, which led the NFL, and they've led the NFL 5 years in a row with at least 50 sacks every single year. So do you think running the football with some sort of success is going to be a big, big key against the Pittsburgh Steelers?
I think running the football always is a key to success. If we can come out and establish a ground game early, it's obviously going to open things up. But, you know, I think it doesn't matter who you're playing. Establishing the run is always a key emphasis.
Yeah, no doubt about it. How's Joe Burrow looking to you these days? I mean, I know when you have a quarterback that is nicked up in any way, shape, or form, there's almost an added incentive to make sure that he doesn't get touched. You want to put a bubble wrap around Joe Burrow if you can. Is he progressing? Is he looking like Joe Burrow? You've just watched him on TV, I'm sure, but is he looking like the guy that you saw on TV last year as the Bengals advanced to Super Bowl 56?
Yeah, he's looking great. I'm excited to protect for him this season and let him do his thing.
So Pittsburgh, I mean, who was your big rival when you were at North Dakota State? Was it North Dakota? I mean, was it other, who else were big rivals?
Yeah. South Dakota State, was probably our biggest rival. Yeah.
Okay. So take that and multiply it by whatever the multiplier is from a mindset mentality. I mean, that's this game, and I know your game is physicality. I mean, I love watching you play because you are a physical football player. But Steelers week, you know, it's like South Dakota State week. Put on the big boy pads, you know, the bigger pads, and anchor those pads, tighten the chin strap, maybe even put a second one on, you know, and go out there and get after people. I mean, That's football the way you like it, right? I mean, the physicality aspect of it is right up your alley.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's why you play football. That's why I play football anyway. You know, you get to be physical, and you get to legally punch people, you know, as your job, you know, as what you do. You know, so it's a lot of fun, and I really just enjoy the competition and the physical part of the game.
I know you've got a brother that was a very successful football player. Will he be at the football game? Other members of your family? Any friends coming into town? How many tickets did Jeff to come up with for this Pittsburgh Steeler matchup?
Yeah, there's actually an event going on back home, so I'm not going to have too many people here this week. But, you know, that's okay. I know that people will be coming throughout the season. So, focused on the task at hand this weekend.
That's good. Well, you know, they're going to be watching every move you make, you know, they're going to find it on TV, wherever they can find it and watch you play that football game. When you talk to family members, friends? I mean, what do they talk to you about now that you're an NFL player that is going to have his first NFL start at the left guard position for the Cincinnati Bengals against the Pittsburgh Steelers? I mean, can they believe it? What do they talk to you about?
Yeah, I mean, fortunate for the most part, it's, you know, it's the same old Cordell that they've always known. You know, so I'm thankful for that. You know, it's fun talking to, you know, some of my friends that I've played with throughout college that are now playing in the NFL, you know, just, you know, cause we live the same type of life. You know, so just talking with those guys and you know, but, you know, for the most part, it's just the same old conversations that I've always had.
You're always, at least you seem like you're a very mature guy for your age. I mean, you're seem to be wiser than your age, in the way you handle things. Have you always been like that? Or was there a time in your life where all of a sudden, boom, you woke up a lot more mature?
Yeah, I don't know. that's a good question. I think that just, you know, once you get to college and once you, you know, kind of start to accomplish things or, you know, do things, on your own, you realize that, you know, there's a lot more people looking over your shoulder than maybe there had been before. You know, at the same time, I think you always just got to hold yourself to a high standard and you know, be someone that people enjoy being around and that, you know, people, when things come out of people's mouths about you, it's just positive. You know, so that's the type of person that, you know, I strive to be.
I'm sure you had a dream as a young guy to play in the National Football League. I know I did. And when that dream happened, when that dream actually occurred, you know, it's like, I got to pinch myself. Am I still dreaming or am I living this? I just remember how grateful and how thankful and how, I don't know, every emotion just kind of like started to, you know, sweep over me. Have you gone through that yet? Or, are you still in the process of working through that stuff?
Yeah. I mean, I think that there's some days you just gotta, you know, pinch yourself and, hey, I'm living the dream. You know, I'm doing what I dreamed about since, you know, I started playing this game. But, you know, I think there's times where you, you know, think those things, but at the same time, you know, you're here for a reason. You know, there's coaches and there's teammates that believe in you and you got to go out and execute for those guys.
So Cordell, are you a guy that goes out of his mind in terms of, you know, the emotion before a game, or are you a guy that stays composed, but you're still up in the bit? What type of a player are you? How do you handle getting emotionally ready for a football game?
Yeah, you know, I think that as I get older, I start to get more to the staying more calm side of things. You know, especially when I was young, it was you know, just the bouncing off the wall type of guy. But you know, now as you play more football, you realize that you gotta harness that energy. You know, you don't have to peak in warmups. You know, just be ready to peak when that ball's kicked off. You know, so just being calm and being cool, and then once you know, we're ready to roll, it's time to roll.
So the Pittsburgh Steelers pride themselves on being able to run the football. They rushed it for like 93 yards a game last year, 29th in the NFL. They pride themselves on stopping the run. They were dead last, as we mentioned, the NFL, giving up over 146 yards a game. That negative differential, you know, of over half a football field, 53 yards. Teams rushed the ball for 53 more yards than they did on a per-game basis. I think it's going to be an extremely physical football game at the line of scrimmage. I mean, Mike Tomlin decided every time they wore pads at practice in training camp, they went full goal, including tackling, taking people to the ground. So I have a feeling, you know, they're gonna come in up in the bit. You know, there's no two ways about it. But you guys, you're the defending AFC champion. And the Bengals have beaten the Steelers three times in a row, swept them last year. So it's going to be a very, very interesting mindset the mental part of it as well as the physical part of it. And I know you got to be excited for it, man.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to it. You know, I think this is the type of game that, you know, is right up my alley, and I'm looking forward to cutting it loose on Sunday.
I'm looking forward to watching you, and I'm looking forward to watching you for a long time, not just Sunday. Cordell Volson is going to be around a long time. Lots of games, lots of years, continued success. Congratulations once again on your performance. You're built of the right stuff, my man.
I appreciate it, Dave. Thanks for having me on, and we'll see you soon.
All right. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you. Take care.
You too.
At First Star Logistics, we're a very strict company that really puts the pressure on our employees. Brakes? What are those?
That's what I'm talking about, Icky. Get the body right, then the mind's right. You know,
gotta get that body right.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Become a star with a chance to earn the highest commission percentages in the industry as a freight broker agent. Check out firststarlogistics.com.